is Sister Stacy, and welcome to our podcast. This is Broken for God's Glory Ministries, and every Sunday morning we'll meet here for New Mercy's weekly starters, as well as every Tuesday evening we'll meet here to discuss topics that the Christian can relate to, our daily struggles, and ways in which we can overcome them. Join me here every Sunday and every Tuesday. God bless you. Hello everyone, and welcome back to Rebuilding the Walls. My name is Sister Stacy, and we're coming to you from Broken for God's Glory Ministries. I trust and hope that you're all doing well. I know that this season has just been a hard one for everyone. So I encourage you guys that if you can help someone, it doesn't matter how small it is, please do that. Let's stretch forth a hand, because we're all facing some challenging times, but we know that our rock is Christ Jesus. He is our refuge and our strength. He is a very present help in times of trouble, and we can stand on His word irrespective of what it looks like around us. Now, I have been challenging myself. I have to say that COVID-19 has allowed for me to do some things that I wouldn't have if I was busy with work, you know. So I took the time to start reading over the first 5 books of the Bible. And I must say, you know, I've been learning some new things. I'm definitely seeing things from a new perspective. And I want to say to you guys that this is something that you could think of doing. Just find a book of the Bible, one that you may have read before, or, you know, one that you've never read before, and just get some work done, get some reading done, get some studying done, and you'd be surprised how much you learn, how much you see things. If you've read it before, how much you see things from a different level, from a different perspective this time around. And I want to say a big shout out to all our new listeners. Thank you guys for tuning in week after week. And I pray that your lives have been transformed, your lives have been changed, and have been shaped in some way or form by what we have been doing here. Just want to remind you guys to continue to pray for your countries. Remember that whatever the leaders do within our countries, whatever decisions they make, it affects us just as much as how it affects the unbeliever. So we definitely have to pray for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to guide every decision that they make. Alrighty? So this week we want to take a look at identity. This podcast is going to be part one of a 2-part presentation. So next week, we'll pick up on part two. All right. So when a child is born, they are issued what we call a birth certificate. And I went ahead to do some research on the different types of birth certificates around the world. But one thing I realized is that some things remain the same. It tells your name, your parents' name, where you were born, and some of the older ones in Jamaica will probably tell you the midwife at the time of birth. So just by showing you my birth certificate, you would have an idea of who I am and to whom I was born. But then again, is this all to our identity? Also, if you look at a national identification card, you will see that there's an image of your face, and it tells your date of birth, your height, your current, in most cases, your current address, and it gives our signature. But again, the question is asked, is that all to our identity? No, it's not. So today we want to go a bit deeper into what our identity encapsulates. Alright, so a basic definition of identity is the qualities, that's the standards, beliefs, personality, and that would be the characteristics, looks and or expressions that make a person. A psychological identity now relates to self-image. You know, this is how one view themselves, your self-esteem, this is how you value yourself, and individuality. This will speak to your uniqueness. And even with this understanding, becoming conscious of who we are is not an overnight thing. I know we could all probably identify someone that we would say does not have a mind of their own. You know, they're always of someone else's opinion. So knowing yourself is a process. And this, as I've shared with you guys before, is usually as a result of trying on multiple personalities or identities throughout our lives. And just to add, knowing who you are does not mean that you are perfect, as we all have our insecurities. We will always wish we had better things, better features, probably more social like myself. I remember days I would ask God just to make me a little bit more, you know, sociable so that I can talk to persons, so that, you know, I can fit in. But I still find myself, even years later, just being a loner. But as I've said before, knowing who you are does not mean that you are perfect. It just means that you are aware of your good and your bad ways. You know, what you will tolerate and what you definitely will not. When one talks about identity, you'll realize that it mostly stems from how we see ourselves, our self-image. And as Jess Witteson says, if you think of yourself as an altruistic person is just someone who loves helping others. You know, so if you consider yourself to be that type of person, then you're going to likely seek out opportunities to help other people. But if you consider yourself to be someone that's lazy, you will probably find yourself watching TV all day and laying in bed all day, you know, and you will associate every struggle in your life to just you being lazy. And at this point, you may even say to yourself, why is it even important for me to know who I am? I can just go through life any way I choose. And from a worldview, according to Gabrielle Van Doel from the Odyssey Online, when you are self-aware, you can continuously learn more about yourself and be firm in making your own decisions. People won't always drag you around. Well, she says like a dog on a leash. And it shows that you have a mind of your own. A person who knows who they are won't take what people say and accept it. They are aware of who they are and know that whatever another person says isn't a definition of who they are. And the only thing that matters is their opinion of themselves and their integrity when it comes to the people around them. After all, how you treat others is a reflection of who you are as a person. I definitely love that statement. How you treat others is always a reflection of who you are as a person. She went on to say that knowing who you are helps you to realize the value you have to yourself and to the society, and realize that you are worth so much more and can make a good contribution to the world. You learn about the essence of taking advantage of opportunities that can help you succeed. I love the way she puts it. I have to say that. But you know, as Christians, there's an identity that we have in Christ that supersedes even our very own. And as I've said here many times, I do not speak as one that has overcome, but as one that is still learning. And as I learn and grow, I'm taking you guys along the journey with me. I saw this quote that says, in Christ, our identity is based on who he is and what he has done. I'm not sure who the author is, but this is definitely a good summary of who we are in Christ. Christian Life Coaching says that we need to know who we are in Christ so that we can live our lives as God intended and fulfill our destinies. Good point. It says that the more we agree with God about our identity in Christ, the more our behavior will begin to reflect our God-given identity. Bless the Lord. This is why we have to learn to see ourselves as God sees us, as God's opinion is the one that counts. And this identity is not dependent on something you have or something you have done. As I've said before, our identity in Christ is based on who he is and what he has done. And I personally want to add that we have to remember that the devil is always trying to infiltrate our thoughts to make us second guess the power that God has granted unto us through his son Jesus Christ. So we have to ensure that when he begins to speak his lies, because remember, he's the father of lies, we have the word of God in us to counterattack his lies. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart, O God. So we too have to hide the word of God in our heart, that we're able to speak it against the lies that the devil will try to tell us. So Flourishing Today posted 7 I am statements that confesses who we are in Christ. And I have purposely limited the amount of scriptures I'm sharing today because I want you to get into the word. I have posted a link though as a little help, you know, to give you a start. It's posted in the description section, but I want for you guys to get in the word. I find that when I study on my own, I remember a whole lot more than when someone says it to me or I listen it somewhere else. As I've said, I'm giving you a start, but I want you to get into the word and you're going to find as many scriptures as you can. Alright, so the 7 that Flourishing Today posted is, I am more than a conqueror in Christ. This is taken from Romans 8 verse 37. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's taken from 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21. I am the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. This is taken from Deuteronomy 28 verse 13. I am far from oppression and fear does not come near me. Isaiah 54 verse 14. I am a daughter of the Most High. John 1 verse 12. I am covered by the blood of Jesus. 1 John 1 verse 7. And I want to also highlight 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. I do not have the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Again, please challenge yourself to identify as many scriptures as possible in the Bible that speaks to who we are as children of God. And as you do this, speak these words over your life daily. As a teacher, I'll tell you that the more you repeat it, is the more you'll remember it. All right? Also, always remember, you are not what people think of you. You are not their opinion. Therefore, their opinion of you must not override what you are and who you are in Christ. Alrighty? God bless you. Keep safe. See you next week.